On the Abkhaf on the base, the Gemara has a sofik, and they're not pushing the sofik. Gibboilahu, Kazet, Tirish, Ploni, Chacham, Mahu. Anisha has a bedika cloth, and she claims she showed it to a Chacham, and it's a certain shade of red, pink, whatever. And she claims she showed it to a Chacham, and she says the Chacham said that it's Tohar. So the question is, Mahu? Do we trust her or not? What's the Shaila? So Rashi, on the next piece of Gemara, seems to understand that Manasisha, Rashi writes, Alma Kimla the Maradami. Rashi seems to have understood that the suffering of the Gemara is maybe the woman is making a mistake. Maybe she's mixing up one shade of red with another shade of red. It's a suffering whether she really appreciates the difference between one shade and the other. Rav Soloveitchik used to understand this Gemara differently. He said that the Gemara Sofik is in a din d'araisa, not in psychology, where the woman knows what she's talking about. In a din d'araisa, there's a din erechad em b'isurim, wherever it's earned out from. So is that only erechad is them to say what the facts of the case are? Or do you even apply erechad em b'isurim if he's telling over a psak from a Talmud Chacham? That's the Sofik. It's on Shulchan Aruch because the Sofik was not nifshat, so they say l'chumre. The Kazet, Tir, Ish, Plani, Chacham, you don't believe it. So Rav Soloveitchik understood that you don't say Erech and the Misra if someone says over a Psak. So he said, if anybody tells you a Psak in my name, Lohok, Lohachmer, you're not allowed to believe them. Unless they themselves are Tamir Chachamim, that's what you have in the Mishnayis in Adias. Hey, Plani, hey, Plani, he said, let's say, in Mamanis and Nefashis and the Dovish of Yerva, you need two Edom. You don't say Erech and Amrisun. So let's say a Chacham will pass in a Shaila and Dovish of the Yerva. So how do you believe him? He's telling you what the din is. I'm a Balabas, and I ask a Chacham. So the Chacham tells me what the din is in Dovish of the Yerva. He says, Lohaka, let's say. How can I believe him? You need two Edom for a Dovish of the Yerva. Labira, don't you need two Edom? So he said, that's a special Nemanis. Chachme HaMasara have a Nemanis to say over a Psak. So Chachmei HaMasar have an emanus to say the Psak, what is it, what's the halacha? The Chachmei HaMasar have an emanus to say over, Kazeti or Chacham Pliny. If they'll tell over a Psak from an earlier Chacham, from an earlier generation, if he's in the Chachmei HaMasar. So you have in the Mishnais there in Adias, you get the impression that some of the people who were saying over, he was a butcher, he was a baker, he was a candlestick maker, it sounds like they were a businessman or something. Rav Soloveitchik said, no, they were all Chachmei HaMasar, they were all Tamir Chachamim. In the days of the Tanaim, Tamir Chachamim used to do things for a living. So that's why you say, this one was a butcher, this was a baker, but it does mean he was a Balabas. Balabas, that's a sacred Adina, where the Balabas has Namonis to say over, if not from the Chachmei HaMasar, does he have Namonis to say over a Psak in the name of a Talmud Chacham? It's an interesting pshat. I didn't look, maybe some of the Rishonim say like that. Now, Rashi doesn't seem to say like that at all. And Daf Chaf Aleph from an Aleph is a famous Gemara. The Gemara says the last two lines, that there's the last two lines on the Amud, that there seems to be a machlokes hatanaim, whether e'efshel l'psichas hakever b'lei dam or not. The Gemara is talking about a situation, the woman had something growing inside her rechem, and it came out, and you had to dilate the cervix a little bit in order that this chunk of flesh should be able to come out. So that's called, is it Efshel B'sichas HaKeva B'loi Dam? Or should we have to assume that there was Dam? So there's a famous Machlokes in Achrayim, the Pesachim Shulchan Aruch there quotes it. Is this only when it's P'sichas HaKeva Mibifnim? Because something is ripping off from the lining inside the Rechem. So when it's ripping off, it's going to rip off Dam with it. Or do you say even P'sichas HaKeva Mibachutz? Let's say the doctor dilate, he stretches the cervix a little bit. Nothing is ripping off from the inside. He's stretching the cervix. Stretching the cervix also causes, that's called psichos hakev mechutz, also causes like a reaction that it causes dam. So that's a big machlekes achrayim about that. So we usually machmer about that. However, the Tosfos says later, so Tosin says it's only if it's a big chunk of something. If it's a tiny little thing, then it doesn't apply. If it's not really stretching, It's not really stretching the cervix too much. It has to be a significant size. That's what Tosfos explains. The Rebbe Kiveger increases the Afyudah and Aleph and the Gilyan Ashas quotes that if you look in the Torah Habayis Laharashba, he has an Hilchas Nida also. So the Torah Habayis, it would appear that he had that girsa in the Gemara increases. That the Gemara says Beferish, that it has to be a certain size. So that's a question. How big does the Psichas HaKeva, how much do you have to stretch it? Usually when a doctor stretches the cervix a little bit in order to check something inside, so sometimes he stretches it a lot, sometimes a little. So that's a discussion in the recent Poskim, how wide you have to stretch the cervix that it should be considered a Psichas HaKeva. When I was learning Nida in the Kailo, so we had the old edition of the Raiva de Balei HaNefesh. Now everybody uses it, the new edition. The new edition based on additional Kisvei Yad, so there were complete paragraphs that are missing in the old edition. So the newer edition, so they print them in bold letters. So you should know this is the difference in the old edition and new edition. So the new edition, they have that the Raiva says that also, that you only say Psichas HaKeber is causing Riyas Dam if it's a significant size. And then he tells you what size it has to be. And he quotes a Mishnah. So it's the Bir Agro there in Yerideya. When it says that in Yerideya, Kuf Peches, the end of Sivab, says it twice there in the Siman. So at the end of the last line in the Siman Kuf Peches, that's the very end of Sivab, Bir Agro gives you Marmakamis. So you give some of those Marmakamis that the Rabbi has as well. The Gemara has an interesting discussion of the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Behem. The Gemara tells us that Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Behem. So the Gemara says, Ein Adam Don Zereshovim Ken Kibla Me Rabbi, but Kal V'Chomer Adam Don Me Atzmo. So there, what about the other Midrash? There are 13 that are listed, there are more than 13. In the Brisa Rabbi Shmuel Amar, there are 13. What about the other 11 Midrash? So that's a discussion. There's a famous Rashi in Sukkah, Amamad Aleph, Amamad Aleph. There's a Machlokes there in the Chumash. It says, Priyates Hodor. It only requires Hodor by the Esrog. It never says you need Hodor by the Hadassim and by the Lulav and by the Arabis. So Rabbi Yudah says, there's no need for Hodor and the Lulav. You only need Hodor by the Esrog. And the Chachamim say, no, that there's a Hekesh. It's in the same Pasuk. So whenever you have two dinim written next to each other in the Pasuk, we darshan a hekesh. So Rashi says, and Rabbi Yudah holds, you can't darshan a hekesh because Eidonim done, you can't be done a hekesh on your own. You can't keep them rabbis. So they said, they never heard of such a thing. The only one of the 13 midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpan that you need keep them a rabbi is Gzereshova. Just because you have the same word in two places, it means that it's like an asterisk, that there's a connection between the two. Why should that be? So Gzereshova needs Kibla Mirab, but the other meters don't. So some assume that Rashi disagrees with Tosfos. Most Achranim say Rashi is not disagreeing with Tosfos. Rashi is explaining Shitas Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah thinks like that, and we don't accept Rabbi Yudah's Shita. We pass him like Nachachamim, that you do Darshan HaHekish, Adam Dal Me'atzma. But Gzereshova, the Gemara says, you can't be Danon, can't Kibla Mirab. So that's what all the Rishonim are wondering. What in the world is the Gemara giving Klolim over here? If you have Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, even though the words are not exactly the same, you can still be Dan Gzereshov. Then the Gemara says, but if you have two words that are exactly the same, instead of going the Gzereshov from the words that are Shiva and Bia similar, you should rather learn it from the two words that are identical. Then the Gemara has more Klalim. Is it Gzereshov that's not Mufta? Is it Mufta Mitzadecha? Is it Mufta Mishnei Tzadim? If you have a choice of learning this Gzereshov, that Gzereshov, what do you mean you have a choice? You have to have a tradition. What was the tradition? Was there a masor? Was there not? So how is the child to have klolim in Zereshov? So all the Rishonim wonder about this. So the Tosfos and Masechet Shabbos and Tzarek Zayin Amar Aleph, there's only one little Tosfos there. So I didn't have to write the Dibra Masor, but it happens to be Dibra Masor in Zereshov. It's a five-line Tosfos. So Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, gives a famous answer. They had a tradition. They didn't have a tradition, this specific Zereshov. They had a tradition. How many Gzereshovas they have a right to darshan? And then the Chachamim in every generation have a right to darshan 125 Gzereshovas, whatever. Tosfos doesn't know how many there are. You have a right to darshan that many. But if you already exceeded, then it's no good. And can keep lo meirah, but doesn't mean you need a tradition on this particular. You don't really need a tradition. Look, you have to make sure that you're not exceeding the number of zereshavas that are acceptable. Other rishonim think that it doesn't make any sense. There's a tesis later in Masech Shabbat. That's tesis at Tzadik Zayin Amalav. That's the Rabbi Natan. There's a tesis later, a few blot later, 10-15 blot later, with it. The tesis is very unclear. So the Marsha interprets tesis that the tesis was saying the same as the other rishonim say in Bob Metzia and Pei Zayin on Beis. The Gemara has a zereshava of comma. So the Rishonim, also the Gemara is discussing, does it make sense to make the Gzor Shabbat this way, that way, the other way? So the Shita Mekubetzus quotes Ramban, Rashban, the Ritva, they all say the same thing. There's one paragraph and the Shita attributes it to all three. The Ramban, the Rashban, the Ritva, they all say the same thing. What is the Gemara pilpiling? Should you done like this or done like that? What was the tradition? They all say, you just have to have Kibla Miraba tradition. What word is Nitan to make a Gzor Shabbat? Tachas and Sina, Yishal and Kesev, the Gemara has in Bavakam, a gigantic Zereshava, like an octopus. The Olachov Talarov is Nazik and Pei Meitav. In the Chumash, in this week's Parsha, it only says Meitav Hashem Berego. The Gemara has this gigantic Zereshava, that everything pays Meitav. So there was a Masoret, Tachas, Sina, Yishal and Kesev. You have a right to darshan those words. Which Tachas, which Nesina, which Yishal, which Kesev? So that, you have midas, you have to work out with the midas of Zereshavah. It's one of the midas that's nitan lehidorish, but you have to have a tradition, what word you're going to darshan, what the context is, and what it's trying to teach you, that you have a right to darshan. So that's why it's considered one of the midas of Torah Nidreshes. There is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, to what extent do we trust the doctors? Let's say a woman seems to have a Riaz Dam, and the doctor looks inside and he says, it's not Dam and Amokar, it's whatever, it's Dam Makar. So the Pizchei Tshuva quotes the Chasam Sofer, who says, what the doctor sees it. Doctor knows Chokhmah Sarafua, but he doesn't see what's happening over here, if that's the case. Now the doctors have x-rays and they can see what's happening inside the body. But the years ago, the doctors couldn't always see everything. So they're just saying, based on Chokhmah Sarafua, they know that such a thing exists. So the Chasam Sofer thinks that the Roifim only have namanis to say that such a thing exists, and it's a possibility. It's not, they can't say on this particular case, the Vado is what it is. They say in general what it is. So as far as Sofik Sakona, that you have to eat on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to say the person left. The doctors are namanis to say that such a thing is sometimes constitutes a sakana. So Sofik sakana is Dechel Shabbos, but to be Matar and Isha, to say, we know such a thing exists, Dam can come and it's not Dam and Amok. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. The doctor doesn't have the manas b'toras vadai to say on a particular case, he just has the manas to say such a thing exists. So it's a Sofik. So by Sofik, Pikach Navish, you go to Kula, but by Sofik Nida, you would have to go to Chumr. That's the Chasam Sofer. Maram Shik was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. So he quotes this Chasam Sofer. It's quoted in the Pizchei Tshuva in Yerodeh. And he says he thinks that the Gemara in Sanhedrin contradicts his Rebbe. He disagrees with the Chasam Sofer. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Ches on the base, learns out from the Psukim, in Be'evet Yad Asher Yomus Bahikohu, by Yomus, Mos Yomus HaRetzech, you have to have Omed. You have to have Omed. I remember Rav Soloveitchik thought he had a diuk in the Rambam that the din of Omed, the Rambam only quotes the din of Omed by Horeg B'Shoigeg, that you have to go to Ori Miklot, but then it has to be Asher Yomuspa. But for a Chiyuv Nisa B'Mezid, if the fellow murdered the guy B'Mezid, you don't need any Omed. That's what he suggested based on a diuk in the Rambam. All the students, I remember at the time, were stunned. Because in the Pasuk in Chumash, it says that the favor is both by B'Shoigeg and by Horeg B'Mezid. And Be'evan Yarashika, Hashiyam is Baruch Hu, Mosi Yamas HaRetzeh. It goes on B'Mezid. Now, many Pesukim say B'Shoigeg, and he's right, the Rambam only quotes it B'Shoigeg. But the Chumash has it, Hashiyam is Baruch Hu, B'Mezid as well. So anyway, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking, the Gemara Makkas, the second paragraph, is talking about Omed by Golus. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Ches HaMeis, is talking about Omed by Misa, by Horeg B'Mezid. And we trust the doctors when the Rabbonim are going to know whether it's Hashem Yomis Bo. You have to ask doctors. So it says that you trust the doctors to give the guy the death penalty. They say in this particular case, they don't just say in theory that this has the ability to kill someone. They didn't want him to say bevadois, that the guy is chayv nisim. That's his time. Sometimes they're only saying based on what they think there is such a idea in chokhmas ha'refuah, and sometimes they're saying bevadois that I see what the case happens to be over here. The Gemara had earlier, the Gemara quoted a din on Daf Chof on the base. It says in the top by Mishpat Der Mitzvah, quoted near there, Resh Mem Beis Sif Lamed Aleph B'Hagoh in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes it there. The Chochm Sho'osar in Chaver Rashoy Lahatir, Chochm Shittimei in Chaver Rashoy Letahir. So the Rishonim seem to give different reasons for this. As some say, because Mishum Kvodo Shal Chochm HaRishon, you shouldn't, the second Chochm shouldn't contradict him. Tosin says it's not a din. The Shoyal, the Balabos, who asked the Shada to the first one, is permitted to ask the Shada to the second one, provided that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. They quote this Tosis, provided that it tells the second Chacham, I asked the first Chacham, and he said, L'chumah, what do you say? So now the second Chacham has to figure out, is he allowed to open his mouth on the case or not? So some Rishonim say, Mishum Kvodo Shal Chacham Rishon, and it doesn't make a difference, Chacham Shas or Chacham Shehitir. If the first Chacham said, L'hakel, the second Chacham shouldn't say, L'hakmer either. Unless he knows bevadai that the first chacham made a mistake, but it's a dovah hashani b'machloikis, and the first one was entitled to his opinion, that the second chacham shouldn't say, it's an issue of shikol adas. The first chacham is entitled to his opinion, second chacham is entitled to his opinion, so he's not allowed to contradict the first one. And the other mishanim say no, it's only chacham shetimei, chacham shalosar, because shabi chaticha di isur, when he asks a shaila. Implicit usually is, now the shtick is that people ask a rabbi, they say, you're asking a chavez das. I'm not asking a shayla, means I don't especially plan to accept your psak. I'm just asking your opinion. So that's the shtick that people do now. They ask a chavez das. But in the days of the Gemara, days, as the Rishonim say, it's like shabi anafshi chaticha disur is a different thing. If I say, a woman comes and she says, Eish Yisishani. So strictly speaking, you need two aiding sherem to establish that a woman is an Eish Yisish. How is she Nemenis? But a man says that girl is my sister. And then later on, he denies it. So we said, tough luck. Shavialach Shechatech Yisur, you said that's your sister. So you have to stick to that. You can't change your mind. So this usually Shavialach Shechatech Yisur, a person, Odanam Alatzma, Yosem Meyoish. That's how the... That's how the Gemara says increases. It's based on Adam and Emma Alatzmi Yosim and Meyish. So here it's a different word. It's not Shabi Anafshe. It's the Balabas who asked the Shadah of the Chacham. The Shabi Chaticha the Isur. When he asked the Shadah to the Chacham, he probably planned to accept the Psak of the Chacham. So that's why the other Rishonim say that it's only the Chumr, not the Kula. If the first Chacham, Chacham Shetime, Chacham Shosar, in Chaver Shalahata, but the other way, if the first Chacham said Lahokil, so the other Rishonim hold, you're not worried about Kodesh or Chacham Rishon. Second Chacham should say, it's a big dispute. The first rabbi is entitled to his opinion, but I would recommend you should be Machmaka. I disagree with the first Chacham. That would be permissible. According to the others, no. It's Mishum Kodesh or Chacham Rishon. You shouldn't say that. Even if it's an issue that's a famous dispute, you shouldn't say that Mishum Kodesh or Chacham Rishon. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes Maharik, that this only applies Chacham Shetimei. Let's say there's a Shaila that comes up all the time. Let's say canned tuna fish. So the Rambam writes that there's a din you have to have Bedika Simon. When you want to eat fish, you have to be Bedik to see if it has snapper because kesses. So that's why some Rabbanim said years ago, that you can't eat canned tuna fish because when you open it up in your house, it doesn't have the snapper because kesses, so you're not mekayim the din of bedika simon. So some said no one's allowed to eat chacham shos and chaver shalat since Rabbi Henkin published 90 years ago, Rabbi Henkin published a psak that you're not allowed to eat canned tuna fish. So no one's allowed to eat today because Chacham Shas and Chaver Shalat. So the Ramah quotes that siman, Resh Mem Beis, Sif Lamed Aleph. The Ramah there, it's a long Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Ma'arik. It only applies on that can of tuna fish. That particular, the issue is the same issue today as it always was 90 years ago. But the only say Chacham Shoso, Shavi Chaticha Di Yisura, and that can of tuna fish that Rabbi Hankin set it on, so that's Ein Chaver Shal Hafte. Because Liyolam, what is going to be like that? Every time Rashi has a Chumra, how did the Baal HaTosis disagree with Hakel? Chacham Shoso Ein Chaver Shal Hafte. So the answer is, what Rashi said was Osir. They're not going to eat that. Rashi said Osir. But that we didn't ask Rashi. It's the exact same Shaila comes up time and time again, repeats itself. But we didn't ask Rashi today. The Baal HaTosis didn't ask Rashi because they disagreed with Rashi. So whatever Rashi asked, they're not going to eat. But if the exact same shayla comes up on a different chaticha, on a different can of tuna fish, then the Ramah says that the Chacham Shasa doesn't apply. Years ago, I printed a Dvartara about tuna fish, why can tuna fish is mutter. So I quoted this Marik from the Shulchan Aruch. So people were stunned. How can it be? But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's a double pasha like that. And the Marik says, otherwise, how can you ever move? How did the Baal HaTos ever disagree with Rashi? That's his argument. How did the Baal HaTos ever disagree with Rashi? To be makel against Rashi is Chacham Shoasa. So the Pashtus says that it doesn't apply. It's a different chaticha. It doesn't apply. These are just a few horrors that I wanted to make. Okay, good.